It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Hawaii is getting a visit from Melvin Seals and JGB, as in the Jerry Garcia Band. A four-island tour starts Wednesday at the Blue Note before hitting the Kahilu Theater Thursday, a Nainoho Community Park next Friday, and the VFW Post 3850 in Kihei next Saturday. We welcome the San Francisco Bay Area keyboardist known for his whirling Hammond B3 organ now. Hey, Melvin, big aloha and mahalo for doing this.
Thank you very much for having me.
As we start, tell us who is going to be in the band joining you.
Well, myself, and then I have John Cannelsack on guitar, who recently joined us full time, Pete Lavazzoli on drums, John Paul McLean on bass, Lady Chi on vocals, and Darlene Coleman on vocals.
And were any of these musicians ever in Jerry's band?
No, I was the only one.
When you think about the band and this tour you're doing, describe the eras of Jerry's work that it covers and how it's put together.
We cover every last one of songs that we did with Jerry. I have a song list of 124 songs.
Wow.
And then we do a few Grateful Dead songs. We may do two or three a night.
Yeah, I remember he used to often close the set down with Deal, thinking about those.
Yeah.
Not a ton of other Dead tunes. It was nice. He had a real different R&B kind of sound.
Right. That's what we're doing, is that gospel R&B sound.
And you were in the band delivering that sound for him for over 15 years, wailing on the organ. Who were some of the cats who were inspirations for you?
Well, my family, my father and mother were very strict. They were church bound, and that's all they knew. But I would hear songs and solos, and I still don't know who the name of the musicians. But I remember the song, Hold Your Head High, and that organ solo. I don't know the band.
Argent.
Who it was.
Argent.
Yes. The organ solo in that song drove me crazy, as well as Jimmy Smith, Shirley Scott, Johnny Hammond, all of those. But that was jazz, and that was fast action. What guided me out was Billy Preston.
Mm.
He had that church rock and roll soul gospel sound. I used to see him on American Bandstand, Shindig, Don Kirshner Rock Concert, if you know of any of those.
All of them.
Oh, okay. And so every now and then, here's this cat, Billy Preston, that came out the church, and the style that I even have today, it developed more than that. But so that's what I came to the Jerry Garcia with, was just really some of the things that Billy Preston played.
Did you ever get to interact with Billy through your life and at least tell him this inspiration?
Oh, yes, and he didn't like it.
Tell the story.
Well, I was playing with Clarence Clemons. As you know, Clarence played with Jerry for a while, and
yep.
He took me out with some other musicians, and we went over to Europe, and Billy was over there for some other reason. Billy played with Clarence in some other configuration, so they knew each other. And so, you know, Clarence invited Billy to come down that night. So here's my idol. You know, I can't tell you the whole story because he said some things that just wasn't appropriate, but he did not like me at all. And it's funny because I knew his background because I followed Billy Preston. He played in the church like I did, and he was just a little bit before me. First off, he came in the room, and we were sound checking with Clarence Clemons. Of course, I jump off the organ, offered him the organ, but he didn't want to play. And so we're playing, and we're doing this thing, and I know a lot of his. Like, I know his style. That's what I grew on.
So sure.
I'm playing a lot of his stuff, and he didn't like that at all. At all. He literally didn't like that. But being still young in mind, and just here's this guy that you just follow him all your life, you know all this stuff. So after sound check, when having dinner, you know, I sit down and said a few things to him. I said, man, I thank you for just the music lessons. He said point blank to me, after I gave him the biggest compliment in the world, he said, I thought that shit sounded familiar. That's what he said to me.
Wow.
I was like, oh, I didn't know how to come back from that. Like, okay, you know. But he was not interested in anything I had to say, and he just literally stayed away from me the rest of that night. If I walked through, he walked out of the room.
Wow. I mean, that's the most incredible hero encounter.
Well, there's one more. Merle Saunders, I have to say this, just so you know, Merle Saunders is a good friend of mine.
Merle Saunders, another legendary keyboardist associated with Jerry.
Merle Saunders, you know, he knew Jimmy Smith. Before he passed, they had a Jimmy Smith day in L.A., and Merle was down there. So Merle called me out of the blue, hey, I want you to talk to somebody. And they put me on the phone and didn't tell me who it was. I say, hey, yeah, this is Jimmy. Jimmy who? Jimmy Phil. Oh, and then again, oh, my God. Man, you are the best. You're the greatest. And Jimmy said, tell me something I don't know.
Oh.
Just like that. And I said, okay, is Mel still there? I didn't know. I don't know where that comes from. Just like that. He said, tell me something I don't know. And I was through the conversation.
And that was the end of that.
That was the end of that.
It's incredible. It's an incredible experience that you've had. And as we go to wrap it up, Jerry Garcia, it was very clear how much he loved you. We just watch him looking at you with that big smile. He clearly, there was just no question that he loved your playing. He loved being with you. And that endearing look that he would give you, which was just so kind and gentle and encouraging. And over all those years off stage, what kind of relationship did you have? And are there away from the stage moments that you treasure or hold dearly that also kind of show Jerry in that warm light?
Well, I have the utmost respect for Jerry. But, you know, there are things that Jerry did that people would never know. You hear the term, this guy would give you the shirt off his back. Jerry was really that guy. And I'll give you two examples. Once Gloria was trying to buy a house.
The late Gloria Jones, who sang with Jerry till his passing.
She was not able to qualify for financing. And Jerry financed the house, used his credit. She paid for it. He paid him back. But he put up for her to get this house. People never would know that.
Right.
There was a keyboard that I wanted. It was a Kurzweil called Kurzweil 250. When it first came out, it was very, very expensive. And, Jerry, man, I love you on a Kurzweil. I think about in 2 weeks, they had bought it for me, for the band, for me to play.
Sure.
They got it brand new and had it delivered to my house because I had to learn how to operate it. And I took it out the box.
I mean, that says a lot.
Yeah, it's, you know, things like that.
It just signs of how much he cared. And it sounds like from what you're saying that really your times together were limited to just doing the gigs. Like, it doesn't sound like you guys got to spend a lot of just completely unmusical time off stage, or do I have it wrong?
Well, it was some, but it was more like in a lunch area. I didn't hang out in Jerry's room. They always, almost always made sure I had a room. But, you know, when we go with lunch after a sound check, let's say I came in the room to find out what songs we're doing tonight, he would write a little set list. But I literally didn't hang out there. But, you know, I've been in limousine. I've been in Learjets with Jerry. I mean, I rode with him. I was with him all the time. But I was a little bit of a different cup of tea. And I just didn't want to get in his way or make him feel funny in any kind of way. So it was me. It wasn't that Melvin don't come in here. It was that I was giving them their space. But the outcome of it is, it's funny. You know, I come from a world of church and gospel and rock and roll and soul and R&B. And from the time I got with Jerry, who turned my world around, that's all I play now. And since his passing, this is all I'm doing.
He reshaped your life and done
it. My life. I know more about the songs and how they should be approached than I did with Jerry. Because when I played with Jerry, it was all about Jerry. But when he passed, I had to learn these words to make sure the people I brought in is singing it right. I had to know now. Like, well, what was he saying? What's the story of this song?
Right. Totally makes sense. The time that you spent working with him when he was alive, you have kept the tradition and the music alive for a longer period of time now.
Yes, I have. You're right about that.
You're bringing it back, dates across the state, getting started here in Honolulu at the Blue Note. Did you have fun today?
Yes.
I really do hope you had fun. It was a huge honor to get you back on the air and to be part of the show, Melvin.
Thank you.
How sweet it is to wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop. Sweet it is to be loved by you.